Sports on Tap Detroit, brought to you by the Realtors of the Joe Wright Group, Jason Stiltner of Flagstar Bank, Aldman Entertainment.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
We are tonight's entertainment.
We're here to fuck shit up.
Sports the way it should be. Nothing sugar-coated, we're loaded with all the information you wanted. From legends to prospects, nothing's off limits. Chris and Joe be taking on all topics with no stopping. They keep it going and going and ball hopping to the break that's hard stopping with me. The straw dropping, they're getting it in. Sports Center competition, man, they in it to win. This ain't a fluke, from Carolina to Duke, from MSU to Michigan. You'll know if you listening, if you ain't, you missing it. All the excitement, they shock like a thundercloud and ride with lightning. Get it together, you know ain't nobody better. Bring heat than cold weather, you better put on a sweater. You better just let it go and no, I'm coming to tack. Sit back, relax, let's tell them it's on tap.
We'll do it live, fuck it!
Let me talk to you.
Welcome to episode 121 of Sports on Tap Detroit. I am Chris Scott, alongside Joe Waddell, and
Frank.
Mr. Frank Giugatta. Yes, good to have you back, buddy.
And he's back. Good to have you back, man.
Good to have you back.
All right, let's get into it. No, you got to turn my mic up, I think. I can't hear myself.
It would have been, you might have to make sure it's faced the right way. Look at the logo.
Yeah, I got the logo facing me.
Okay. I got to turn you up then. I forgot how quiet you talk.
There we go. Let's get down to business. Chris, Jags, for real.
After this past weekend? I don't know.
Well, after last week, I'm not sure either. Right.
But, so here we are a year later, yes. And nobody knows the answer to that question.
For real? I don't know. Maybe.
We would have had you on, obviously, returning last week, yes. But God said no.
Literally a random power outage.
He almost said no again.
Yeah, we were having more audio issues today, Bill Gates and his fucking updates. Every time he updates Windows,
it
totally messes up all the audio settings. I have to go through and try and reset them all, and then they don't take effect. You have to restart the computer 5 times, and it's just a mess. But anyway...
I think you restarted it more than 5 times.
I probably did. But anyway, Frank's back. We have shit to talk about, right?
We have tons of shit to talk about.
All right.
Yes. I think, first of all, before we get into any NFL stuff, maybe talk about Miguel Cabrera's retirement.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think that's an appropriate place to start.
Kind of a thing,
yep.
You know?
Yep. This right here, him retiring, seems like a cruel summer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It does, but... It was necessary. I mean, he's clearly not the player he even remotely was. Kind of a shell of himself.
Very much. Very much.
And it was
so.
Kind of, to be honest, it was kind of sad to watch these past few years because he wasn't anywhere near the hitter that he once was.
No, I think for Tigers fans, at least for me, you look at it as bittersweet, right? So you're like, you got to see one of the best baseball players ever to play for the Tigers.
Yep.
Now, the last 5 or 6 years, he's been a hindrance to the team. He's been a detriment to the team, and he's been a shell of him for his former self. He's basically just been eating up cap space and payroll. But, you know, I think when he retires like this, you got to look back and you say, all right, forget the last 5 years. Let's look at what he brought the fans while he was here in his prime for a good 10 to 12 years. Mm-hmm. And, man, we got to witness greatness.
And credit to the Tigers. We've bashed the Tigers ad nauseum because, frankly, they've deserved it. But this past weekend, what they did with the whole celebration of his career in his time with the Tigers, obviously, it was top-notch. They did a hell of a job celebrating Miggy and his career. So, you know, I'll give the props to the Tigers on that. And honestly, I think they're kind of trending in the right direction. Now, do you take Miggy's money that's coming off the books? Now you have to do something with it. Because I think the team is trending in the right direction.
I think they're trending. I think, well, so Torque has proven now that he's not a bust,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I think we discussed that a little, maybe a third of the way through the season. We were like, all right, this is trending in a bad direction.
Right.
Yeah.
He turned the season around. He is trending towards being a very, very solid baseball player. You've got Riley Green. You've got Tarik Skubal. I mean, you've got some pieces to work. I think you have to put that payroll towards something.
You have to.
You can't just let that fall off the books and be like, okay, yeah, we're going to save some money.
If you could catch a real lucky break, Javi Baez would opt out too.
There's no chance in hell.
There's not, because he's not getting that payday.
No, hell no.
But if you can catch a lucky break and have him opt out,
yeah,
or and even
money all over the place,
or maybe another lucky break that he actually, you know, works on this in the off season. I don't care if you got to go to like a psychologist or something,
bro. I don't know.
If you need something. Like it's absurd that you swing at that pitch like Daniel every time it's thrown. Like Brandon Inge would do that shit too, but it's like you're a better baseball player than Brandon Inge is.
I think I think that lucky break is a little bit too lucky for the Tigers. I don't think there's any way they're getting his money off the books.
No, that's what I said. If you can catch a lucky break, but yeah.
I don't think that happens.
And they're going to lose Rodriguez
because
he's going to opt out, which I don't blame him for opting out. You know, you do.
He's going back to Boston.
Probably. And that is disaster of a franchise right now.
They'll have Shohei next year. They'll have him. You laugh, but they have half Team Japan over there. And that means something to him. It's the only reason I think he's going.
They're not going. He's not going to Boston.
If he's going for a payday, he's going to New York.
As I said earlier, he's going to Seattle.
Really?
Yes.
Shohei?
Yep. I think he's going to Seattle.
Interesting.
Yeah. Why wouldn't he?
If he goes to Seattle, he will be the man there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And especially with the history they have with Ichiro? Absolutely. Why wouldn't he go to Seattle?
Okay.
I mean, there's already a track record of, you know, a Japanese baseball superstar that's worked there, you know, so...
Yeah. Well, and if wherever he goes between him and the city, like it's going to be a downright love story. You know what I mean? Like
for sure.
They're just going to love him wherever he goes.
It's just a shame that he was with a dumpster fire of a franchise in the Angels. You literally had two generational players and you didn't even sniff the playoffs.
Once.
Like that's just if I'm an Angels fan, that's just a kick in the nuts, man. Like seriously. Like you got dropped two generational players and you couldn't even make the playoffs. That's horrendous. But I digress on the Angels. And another bit of good news that came out of the Tigers camp today: Matt Shepard is out in the TV booth.
Yes,
I did see that.
Yeah, I heard that. And they, of course, there's obviously question marks around Bally Sports.
Yeah.
Whether they're going to go
like
back.
All the RSNs. Yeah.
Yeah. So. You know, it's I like Shep as a person. I just don't think he was a good baseball announcer. He just wasn't very good.
He does other sports well. Baseball isn't one of them.
No, I just don't think baseball was his thing.
It was not. And especially this weekend, you know, especially the last game of the season, you know, when they're celebrating big, and he's talking over the whole thing. It's like, dude, shut up.
Yeah.
Just let the pictures play out on the screen, you know. You don't need to talk over it. And
no.
he just never had that, you know, understanding of the moment.
Of the right.
You know?
Just let the moment
happen. Just let the moment breathe, dude. Yep. Like, you don't need to talk. Just shut up. And he never got that.
Commentary is not required.
No, exactly. But from what I hear, they're bringing back all the other, you know, the color guys, you know.
Like yeah.
Simo and Gibby and all that.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, at a certain point, you need to know when not to talk.
Yeah.
Take it from me. I know that all too well. So.
Same.
Dennis says, welcome back, Frank.
Thank you, Dennis.
Allison says, welcome back, Frank.
Thank you, Allison. Thank you, lady friend.
Hello, lady. Dennis also says, prayers are answered. I believe that was for the Shep getting let go for the baseball.
I believe so, yes.
He said, Michigan basketball, he does fine.
He does.
He doesn't do play-by-play for baseball. He just tells stories.
Yeah, he doesn't do hockey too bad either.
I never minded him on hockey.
I was gonna say I've heard him on hockey. I think he's good on hockey.
Yeah.
I just don't think he fit the baseball announcer role.
And I think him and Osmond play off of each other very well.
Right. But just the baseball thing, just he never got it. You know, it was just like okay.
Yeah.
And 5 years was far too long to have him in that booth.
Yeah. Well, I heard today people are wanting Mario and Rod back and with them there's just there's too much
get along.
Well, I was gonna say there's too much bad blood there. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, do they get along enough to sit in a booth next to each other for 162 games?
No.
Well, I'm glad you brought up bad blood, because then we can get in the NFL. And
the whole reason I'm here.
I don't know if you guys have noticed, I've had like 5 or 6 Taylor Swift drops in this entire conversation.
No, I have not picked up on that. That one I did because it was so bad, but
there was like 5 or 6 Taylor Swift song references that I dropped in there.
It's right. The whole reason I'm back. You guys need a Taylor Swift expert.
We do.
Apparently now, being a football fan, you have to have somebody in your entourage that knows Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Mine is my daughter.
There you go.
She doesn't really like football, but she watched Toy Story with me, Toy Story football. She was kind of into that. And then she saw Taylor Swift that night, and she's like, oh, look, it's Taylor Swift. I'm like, how do you know who Taylor Swift is? You're 5. But she liked Taylor Swift.
That Toy Story broadcast needs some work.
It needs some work, but I like the effort.
I like the idea behind it. I like a lot of the execution, but it still needs some work.
Yep. I like.
We have right tackles snapping the ball sometimes. We have balls just floating off in the middle of nowhere. Joe broke the fucking stream when he tuned in.
So apparently, it sounds like the Fox Glow Puck. Pucks would just randomly go in the crowd. You know,
apparently, when I turned it on, I was one too many viewers.
Oh,
so it literally just shut down.
It went from the game. It just zoomed out. We had a sky cam of Andy's room.
That was it.
That's funny.
As it, Frank told me to tune in. I tuned in and I broke it.
You broke it.
They weren't planning on that extra viewer tuning in.
Yep. Right. So,
but you guys want to do the game by game?
Yeah, we'll do it. Yeah, we kind of normally do. Yeah. That's fine.
All right.
Some of these games I don't think we have to spend too much time on.
No. Well, we start off with the Lions and the Packers.
That was an ass kicking.
The Lions beat the Packers 34-20.
That was an ass kicking.
That was.
The Packers offensive line is horrendous.
There's a few offensive lines we're going to talk about today that are really bad, that are putting their teams in bad spots, and they are one of them. They're not that good, and without Bakhtiari in there, it's glaring how much they miss him.
I have this thought with Bakhtiari. Is he sitting out trying to get himself completely healthy? I think he's healthy enough to play right now. I think he's sitting out getting himself completely healthy because he's considered this season a wash already.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I feel like he's always injured, and sometimes in football, when you get injured, like, you just have to shake it off. You know what I mean?
Nice. Solid.
My only thought on that game, where the Lions really pissed me off.
I didn't expect Chris to be the first one to go. Yep, I got that one.
This is why I hate my brain. It's so much useless knowledge, and it's just like, oh, yeah, there it is.
I've become so accustomed to it from watching McAfee the last few days that I'm used to hearing Taylor Swift references.
Frank, I know you love the guy. I think he's an absolute clown.
I love him.
To me, he's gotten worse. I didn't think he was this bad before, but he has become
Fucking clown.
He's become pretty bad. I wouldn't say a clown, but I would agree. I have trouble tolerating him at this point.
Okay.
The only time I did like him when he appeared on Raw.
Yeah.
With The Rock. That was kind of good. But no, Chris, with you, I'm surprised you got that. Usually, like, up here, your mind was working. Usually it's just a blank space.
Is that another one? Nice. Good job, buddy.
Listen, don't blame me.
But yeah, it's going back to the Lions-Packers game.
Problem I had, it took their foot off their throat. I don't understand why teams do that.
Every team does this, and it irritates the hell out of me. Like, you just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
It was working.
I'm not saying put up 70 on them.
Right.
I'm saying just don't stop trying to score.
Exactly. Like, you see it in hockey, you see it in football all the time. It's like, why did you stop doing what was working?
Especially if you're going to be a team that's going to contend for a championship.
Right.
You can't afford to take your foot off their throat.
The biggest thing I saw with that game is how dominant that offensive line can be for the Lions. Mm-hmm. And David Montgomery came back, and you saw how much they want to use him as opposed to Gibbs, right? I mean, they want to run him like they did Jamal Williams last year, and they actually want to run him more than that.
Yeah.
He got 32 carries, 121 yards. I mean, he was used almost to death. And that was his first game back from the injury. They're going to use him till the wheels fall off.
When he has been there, though, he's been phenomenal.
Yeah. Listen, when that happened, everyone was really so upset that Jamal Williams
it.
Was.
Like, I hated it. I'll be the first person to tell you that. I fucking hated it.
And I was the first person to tell you, you got a better running back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got a better running back who's younger.
I thought Jamal's heart meant more to that team than it actually did. Not saying it didn't mean something to it, because you see clearly guys have picked up that leadership role. I heard Penei Sewell's really picked it up in that room. I've heard a couple other guys' names mentioned. I thought that leadership was going to be the thing that they missed the most. But they somehow found that in other guys. Isaiah Bugs, the other guy that I heard about.
Well, he's the one. He got benched. And then came back. And in this game, his name was mentioned a lot. He didn't necessarily have a big stat sheet game, but his name was mentioned a lot. He was in the backfield a lot.
Pretty much that entire defense was in the backfield a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's why I felt bad for Jordan Love, because he didn't have any time to do anything.
He really didn't.
I felt bad for him.
No, and there's a couple quarterbacks in the league right now who I feel bad for, and they just have no fucking time to do anything.
Right.
They can't even put a thought process together before they're getting fucking killed in the backfield, and it's absurd.
He did do the impossible, though. He made Jerry Jacobs look good. It's the one guy on that defense that I will never leave alone. He is useless. They need one more corner to get him out of there.
Well, he made a couple plays. And speaking of making plays, Brian Branch, what a steal.
Yeah, he's looking good.
In the draft he's been. But I tell you what, when that injury happened, I mean, I think all of us collectively thought it was a season ender.
Yep, mm-hmm. For sure.
I mean, it was a non-contact injury.
And you always think Achilles when that happens.
Absolutely. Well, and it looked like Achilles when it happened. The way he fell down and grabbed at his ankle,
yep.
We were like, instantly in the text message thread, which I don't join in a whole lot, but I joined in on that one. I was like, dude's done.
Yeah.
Well, it was new again.
Yeah. Just wait. I'll be back to not responding.
I mean, like, speaking of Achilles, that's going to the Bills-Dolphins game. Like, that's as soon as Tre'Davious White went down, I'm like, yeah, it's an Achilles. He's done.
Yep.
And that sucks, because he was out the entire year, you know, with a torn ACL, and that sucks, man.
Yep. Now all he's got to look forward to is, you know, August next year.
Exactly.
You
know what I mean? Yeah. But speaking of that game, and I sent it to you guys in a text message, and I'm just like, I don't know if there's a statement win in the NFL, and frankly, I don't think there is, because it's the NFL, any given Sunday, you know, whatever. But if there is anything close to it, that was it.
So I guess we're bouncing to the Bills-Miami game?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you want to talk about the Lions more?
No. I just it was a good transition. I just want to make sure.
I thought so. They beat the shit out of Green Bay. The end,
and we're done. Yeah, I think a couple things to take out of that Bills Miami game is the Bills came to play. It was at their home, so I mean,
which Miami traditionally does not play well up there.
You know, but I think Buffalo needed a game like that, because so many people have been questioning them. I think maybe even themselves. Mm-hmm. I think they questioned themselves. No, they put together a hell of a win against the team, and they kept the team to scoring 20 points that had been putting up fucking Madden-type numbers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like Tecmo Bowl-type numbers. So they did a great job there on defense. One thing about Miami I'll say is I think they found their next stud running back.
Oh, A-Chain? A-Chain.
A-Chain.
I think it's
pronounced A-Chain.
Is it Shan?
A-Chain.
Whatever.
Everyone was pronouncing it wrong the first week that he actually broke out.
He said,
A-Chain. It's A-Chain.
From what he came out and said, somebody in college called him A-Chain.
Yeah.
And he never corrected him.
Yeah.
So he just let people just go. Went. And then he put up those numbers he put up against Denver. And then he was like, it's a Shane. We're going to do this. We're going to do it right now.
Yeah. But I think they found their next guy in him. I mean, he was talked about all offseason how great he looked. But they had Mostert. They had Wilson. And guys that
Mostert's still fast as fuck, though.
Well, and he's still good, right? But this kid is just showing that he's got that next level talent. He's got the X factor when it comes down to it. I mean, Mostert still played more than he did.
Mm-hmm. I think he's going to for a while.
But I think you're going to start seeing those numbers dwindle, though. I think it's going to turn into a 60-40 backfield in favor of A-Chain as opposed to Mostert. It's been favored in Mostert's side. I don't think it's going to be that way much longer.
Okay.
If the kid keeps doing what he's doing. But Buffalo side of the ball, Diggs,
This is the game that we have been talking about Josh Allen having and what he should have.
Yeah.
Like, he was dominant.
Yep.
He looked like Josh Allen.
This is what he's supposed to look like. And he did.
Weekly. That's what he's supposed to look
like. Yes. Like, it looked like he had full control of that game.
Yeah, but he looked like that in the playoff game against Kansas City.
He did. I agree with
you. But, like,
it's just consistency.
You have to do it consistently.
Yep.
We know you have these games in you.
The other thing that I noticed with him, specifically in this game, He did it a couple of times earlier in the season. He's not taking stupid hits.
Oh,
he's still taking
some.
There's
been a few that I'm just like,
but
dude,
last week
slide,
he was getting out of bounds or he was sliding.
Right. Now, I will say this, after the game and going on X, Twitter, whatever the fuck you want to call it, I'm never going to call it X.
You just did.
I know that, but I'm never going to call it X. That's my point. I'm never going to call it that.
I still call it Twitter.
Yes. Anyways, seeing
don't acknowledge it.
Seeing Dolphins fans like crying about this game. Oh, the officials, and we were missing this guy. Lord. Stop it. I was like, let's see. The Bills were missing two of their best defensive players. Two of them. And they still beat your ass by, you know, 20, whatever it was. So stop.
28,
yeah. So
it was 48-20.
Spare me the excuses, guys. You guys are both good. It was Buffalo's day. They whooped your ass. And frankly, when they go down to Miami, I wouldn't be shocked to see it if it was the complete opposite.
That's what I was going to say. Honestly, like, week to week, I don't take – like, there's so many overreactions in week to week NFL where – I mean, you see it every year. I mean, every season, week to week, it just fluctuates so much. I mean, teams sometimes come out and lay a dud. It just happens. The whole team is just a dud that week. No, this wasn't really that. This was the Bills coming out and basically being dominant. But again, this is the fourth week. We haven't really seen them be dominant for the first three.
Yeah.
It happened in this one. There's no overreaction. And Miami needs their fans. Like, come on, don't be Browns fans or Lions fans. Let's chill out on the refs screwed us and we were missing players type of thing.
You got outplayed.
I'm going to say the same thing I said about the Lions winning in Kansas City the first week. No, there's no asterisks. I don't care who the fuck was out for that team. Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. Like I said, especially in this game, like
doesn't matter.
You were missing players. The Bills were missing players. And
that's how it works.
You got dummied. It's simple as that. You got dummied.
Yeah.
Leave it at that. You know, it's what it is. It happens.
It's what happens when you walk into a stadium with an ego over putting up 70 the week before.
Yeah, against the Broncos, guys. I think next game we get into is the Toy Story game, maybe the Jags and the Falcons, which was a very boring game. I really wish
was,
I hadn't woke up.
That was
up
in London, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The London games are always not good.
Are you surprised by that?
What
though?
Is with the London? But I mean, what is it? Just getting up earlier than you normally you're used to getting up? Like what?
I don't know. I mean, I do think the jet lag has something to do with it. The travel has something to do with it. Absolutely.
Waking up at a different time than you used to.
Like, it totally throws off your body clock. Like 100%, I think it does.
Yeah, it's just to me. Every game I see there is to me the games overseas are turning into the Thursday night games where you're like, man, are we going to see good football in any of these games?
Come on. This week we got the Jags and Bills.
Well, the Jags have to stay overseas. Like what? Right. Like holy shit!
At least their internal clock goes to an appropriate level, I guess.
Well, maybe
I don't even know how to say it, but
this game,
it gets adjusted.
I as far as anything to talk about in this game. I guess we can bring it back to – we could throw it back to the are the Jags for real type of discussion.
I didn't watch any of it. We were taking our dogs to the vet, so I didn't get a chance to watch any of it.
I only watched the Toy Story version, so I couldn't tell you a whole lot of what actually happened.
But Bobby Becker says eating British food probably doesn't help.
Bobby, you're probably right about that.
Fish and chips.
Like, don't get me wrong. I love fish and chips. But,
I do love some good fish and chips. What's the other thing? Bangers and mash or whatever the hell they call them over there?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think there's much to say about this game. The Jaguars need to fix something because I think they're better than what we've seen so far, but something is not right with them. They don't look like the team that they looked like last year. Now,
but they don't look like the team they looked like the week before.
I mean, they're right. I mean, they're 2-2. It's not horrible, but I mean, I'm gonna point to them the same as I'm gonna point to Philadelphia. Something's just off.
Philly is
Philly's definitely something. Not right. Something's not stirring the Kool-Aid with the Eagles either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But something's just off. And another thing about the other team that was in this game, Atlanta, like, if you're not going to use Kyle Pitts more, fucking trade him.
It's so
dude,
bad.
Dude, you're literally killing this dude's career with bad quarterback
not
play
wrong.
and not drawing up plays where he's the main focus. Like, come on, man. Just get rid of him already. Like, I don't know what their problem is with it. Like, did he insult the owner's wife or something? Like, I don't know what their issue is with him, but fucking just trade him at this point. Yeah. You're not using him.
I mean, you figure he's probably the fittest guy on the team with all the cardio he gets.
That's all he's doing is cardio out there. He's running routes nonstop and not
He's not blocking.
What? He's not blocking. He's not catching a football because they're not throwing it to him. Like, what the fuck is he doing out there?
Running.
That's it.
And he's not even getting double covered or something at this point. Like, they just know they're not going to throw the ball to him.
At this point, I'm not even sure he's being covered by one guy because they just know they're not going to throw the football to him.
Ooh, maybe that's a game plan. Maybe they're hoping they stop covering them, and then they'll just keep throwing them.
Like, that's it's been a 3-year plan. Just, we won't throw the football to him for 2 solid years. Third year, you're our guy.
3,000 yards.
Chris, did you fall asleep on us?
No.
He chewed us out.
Nope. Listen to what you guys are saying.
Oh. All right, let's move on to the Rams and the Colts. The Rams beat the Colts 29-23. And the Colts better than we thought they were going to be?
I think so, maybe.
Like, I don't know.
Honestly, I don't know.
I think Richardson's even better than we thought he was going to be.
So far, yes.
Not that the Colts are bad or the Colts are good. It's that they have a really good quarterback when healthy, and it's elevating that team's play.
I mean, it sucks that he already has a concussion. And
for real.
He got one. And let's be honest, I thought he had a concussion the first week, too.
Yeah.
Truthfully.
Which he may or may not have. We don't know.
But I think he does look better than we thought he was going to look.
Mm-hmm. He does.
It's not just the rushing with him, either. I think he looks pretty good throwing the football as well. He's putting some throws where they need to be in tight windows. And I don't think we expected that from him.
Right.
No, it's interesting to see. I mean, obviously, it's only week 4, so it's kind of like, okay, you know, still relatively, but we're starting to see like what these teams are, you know. And I mean, I don't see the Colts as necessarily a playoff team, but I could definitely see them maybe challenging for it, 500 somewhere around
there.
They
can make a little noise.
Yeah, I think they can make a little. They could, again, like the NFL, any given Sunday, you know, any team can beat any team. And the Colts are going to be a hard out, like whomever plays them. It's going to be a tough team to play against. So
it's going to be an interesting division altogether, I think.
Yes. Yes, it is. So, I mean, we'll see how he ends up progressing. If he can stay healthy too, that's because he's doing like Josh Allen shit. Mm-hmm. Like he's taking those hits. It's like, dude, you don't need to do that. Just go out of bounds.
You've already earned your job.
You have to keep like your teammates your know. You got it. Like we get it, dude. You're tough. You'll take that hit. Yeah. Whatever. But
stop taking the hit.
We need you to actually win games.
You're going to put yourself in Andrew Luck territory. You're going to just keep getting yourself hurt and end up fucking retiring after 3 seasons.
Exactly. So
and on the other side of the football, I think we're seeing something pretty special in a kid out of BYU, Puka Nacua.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Zach Wilson.
No. No, he plays for the Jets. We'll get to that game later. Yeah. We'll get to that game later.
Yes, certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah, Puka Nacua. Did anybody actually draft that guy in fantasy?
No.
Did anybody know who the hell he was?
I did, yeah.
Well, of course you did, because you're a nerd. But.
I mean, I didn't. So I expected him to show some things, but I didn't think this would, like, this is out of the wildest dreams of what you could expect.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, he's dummying Cooper Kupp numbers right now.
Dude, he just set the record for the most receptions through a player's first 4 games. And you think of all the wide receivers that have come in as rookies in their first 4 games, and they've played great. Like, that's insane.
And you see how Stafford plays when he has a favorite receiver. Like, he is going to use the shit out of that guy. He will find you anywhere in that field. What do we do? We lose something?
You got it, buddy?
No. Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Okay.
I got it.
I was going to say, we didn't get turned off, did we?
But I mean,
we were going to if I didn't plug that in.
Okay.
I mean, but that's a credit to Sean McVay, though. He designs plays to get guys open.
Okay. And Stafford will get you the ball somehow, some way.
Matt Stafford will find you if you are open most of the time.
Yeah.
I'm saying all the time, but most of the time.
So I think to me, the Rams are better than we thought they were going to be, too, right? I mean, they're actually showing they can still play NFL football. Their defense is good enough. Good enough. They're not good. They're good enough. And Matt Stafford is taking guys. They don't even have Cooper Kupp right now.
Right.
They're winning games with guys like Kieran Williams, Puka Nacua, Tutu Atwell. You know what I mean? And those are actually people's names, folks. I'm not just shouting out random words. Like, that's, I'm not just making sounds.
Fantasy wise, Williams is like the number 6 back or something right now.
Yeah.
It's insane to see what they've done.
Yep, they're putting it together with guys you didn't really expect mm-hmm. them to put it together with.
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty impressive what they're doing.
And I'll give the defense credit. I think the defense looks better this year than they did last year with Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, I think they do, actually.
As much as I like the guy, that's a better team without him.
Speaking of getting dummied, let's move on to the Ravens dummying the Browns.
And I know they were missing Deshaun. I get it.
Okay.
What's
I mean,
the deal with that?
But,
I mean,
the defense is supposed to be really good.
Right. And the defense just didn't show up.
And they got, Miles Garrett got dummied. Like, flat out. They got pasted.
They got body bagged.
They did. They got pasted.
Yeah, it was, I mean, and Lamar's numbers, 15 of 19, 187 yards, two touchdowns. His rating is 142.8.
Is that like, good? I feel like that's good.
I feel like that's good. I feel like that's good. And then, of course.
Against the number one defense?
And then, of course, you got the Cleveland Browns, who Dorian Thompson-Robinson, who was their backup quarterback.
Who?
Great job there, guys. He had a 25.
Never heard of him.
He had a 25.4 rating.
Is that bad? I feel like that's bad.
I feel like that's bad. I feel like that's not good.
I mean, it could have been worse, I guess. Trying to look on the bright side here, but.
Yeah, it was not a good outing for the Browns. They looked fucking awful.
Since you are the Browns aficionado on this show, I will ask you your feelings on Deshaun not playing even though he was cleared.
Yeah. My feelings on Deshaun have not changed since he got traded to the team.
Oh, okay.
He's a fucking walking liability.
Yeah, when I heard he was cleared and he did not play, I was a little bit less than disappointed. Yeah,
you're getting $230 million to play football. If you're medically cleared, get the fuck out on the field. It doesn't matter whether you suck or not anymore.
I wonder how that played in the locker room.
Yeah.
Definitely not going to win people over by doing it.
Well, you know, they had a guy who had won over the locker room, and then they did nothing but bash him and then run him out of town for this guy.
Do you want to move on to that game?
And
I laughed and dropped my cap.
Yeah, we can move on to that game.
All right.
The Baker Mayfield-led Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat New Orleans Saints 26-9.
Baker getting it done, man.
He is.
And props to him. Again, obviously, anybody that's ever listened to this show knows I'm not the biggest Baker guy in the world.
Neither one of you are.
Never have been.
Neither one of you are. And neither is the other person who sits in on the show with us.
Oh, yeah, Eric.
Eric.
But if you check my team, I will admit I picked up Baker as my third quarterback.
That doesn't change your hatred for the guy.
No, it doesn't.
So I don't want that as an excuse. Don't even fucking.
Well, we're on the topic of me picking up Baker. I may be picking up Justin Fields in my other league too.
All right.
Backup quarterback.
I mean, okay, but I mean, how is he? Justin Fields is actually on the waivers in your what league?
Have you watched how he's played?
Yeah,
with the exception of the first three quarters last week.
I mean, it doesn't mean he's waiver worthy at this point. He should still be on a roster.
I don't ask fucking questions. He's there. I'll take him.
That's true.
I'll take him over Dak.
Do what you do.
Anyways, back to Baker.
Back to Baker.
Yes,
back to Baker. He went 25 of 32, 246 yards, three touchdowns. He did throw a pick. He had 116.9 rating. I mean,
that's a solid game.
And it's on a team that nobody expected to compete. It's on a team where nobody expected him to succeed. Several people, some on this show, had him as the first benched quarterback for the season. I think it was Eric.
Yep.
That was a questionable point. That was like.
No, it wasn't me.
Jeremy Yankowski says Baker's just trying to find a permanent home. Yeah, he is.
We talked about the last show.
And honestly, as a Browns fan, the permanent home should have been the Browns.
Right.
Because you wouldn't have had to pay him what you paid Deshaun Watson. And Deshaun is not what he used to be. And you could have won with Baker because you proved you could win with Baker. You don't pay him as much money and you could build pieces around him, but you didn't do it. You fucking screwed the pooch on that one. You went out and traded for Deshaun Watson. You traded fucking four first-round picks, whatever you traded. Plus, you gave him $230 million guarantee. Yeah, how's that working out for us now? Yeah, it's not working out very fucking well, is it? And I just said us, and I fucking hate myself for that.
But like we talked about the last show we did with Baker, like this was kind of his last chance. Like, you got to put up.
Yeah.
You got to put up
or shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
He's making the best of it.
And, you know, again, props to him. That's great. And I think he, as...
I think he's one. He's the biggest thing is he actually has become a better.
As Jeremy stated, yeah, he's trying to make that his premise.
And, absolutely,
and, yeah, absolutely. So good for him, man.
Yep, he's playing well. The Buccaneers are playing well. The one thing I look at this one for, you know, future is Mike Evans went down with an injury.
Yeah,
a hammy injury.
That's going to be a problem.
And he's had a history of hammy injuries, so that's going to be one where you're going to want to watch that because Baker has relied on Mike Evans quite a bit. So,
Hammy's going to be a problem. He's in a contract year. I mean, somebody's going to get a steal next year if they don't re-sign him.
Yeah. Next up, we have the Minnesota Vikings beating the Panthers 21-13 in a game where I don't think anybody really won this game.
I think anybody that bet on this or watched it lost 100%.
Yeah, it was. This was not one of the best games you could have watched, other than watching the who I think is arguably the best receiver in the game play football at a high level.
The only highlight I took out of this was seeing Kirk Cousins throw a pick six and then get run over. that was the highlight of the game for me. It's awesome.
He did get trucked.
Which is that was I talked to the family, like that warms my heart. It really does.
Yeah, he was
a pick six and you get just steamrolled. It's
he wasn't ready for it.
I don't know, man. Looked like he was trying to do something, like push the guy out of bounds, and the guy's just like, nah, dude, I'm just going to fucking run you over.
Next time, just run at the guy waving your arms. Just be like, ah!
It was great.
Like, anything other than what you did would be better.
Like that was
bro, you need to calm down.
That was the biggest highlight of that game, for me anyway, was seeing him getting run over. It was great. So, but other than that, there really wasn't much
in it. No, there's not much to talk about there. At this point, other than the Panthers lost, and at this point, the Bears own the first two picks in the NFL draft now.
Yep.
You want to talk about a dumpster fire of a franchise. Good Lord.
And they're cutting Chase Claypool.
As they should. That guy's an idiot.
Yeah, they should.
He asked the league for a fifth round pick, and nobody would offer it.
Because he's worthless.
Yeah, why?
He's worthless, he's a cancer in the locker room.
Yeah, that's just... Speaking of them, let's move to that game. The Broncos and the Bears. Broncos beat the Bears 31-28.
The Bears is just an absolute dumpster fire of the franchise.
Yeah, what is with them hiring incompetent head coaches?
I don't understand it. Like, I texted...
Matt Eberflus needs to be fired immediately.
Yes, he does.
Fucking immediately.
I texted my cousin's wife. They have season tickets to the Bears. Have had them for a decent amount of time now. And I was like, how in the fuck do you pay for this garbage? To, like, sit there and watch this nonsense. Like, come on, man. It's just a once proud franchise, and now it's a laughing stock of the NFL.
Yeah. Well, and the Bears have at this point have the first two picks in the draft. If they don't use those two picks on defense or offensive line, they're fucking stupid. And I've seen a mock draft having them taking Caleb Williams.
Of course. And Marvin Harrison Jr.
Which, and it's like, wait a second.
No, go ahead and do it.
You can have that with DJ Moore and Justin Fields if you, one, have a coach that coaches to his ability, and two, you had an offensive line to where he wasn't getting killed after a second of having the football.
I have a great gig going right now with the Bears. I tell people their quarterbacks suck, and then their head coaches prove me right. I said 2 weeks ago, Caleb Williams doesn't really impress me. It's not that he's a bad quarterback. He just doesn't really impress me.
And the Bears are going to draft him.
Draft him first overall. And he's going to be a garbage quarterback in the league.
They're going to ruin him.
That's why I said I got a great gig going right now with Chicago.
It's just at this point in time, I actually feel like I think they need to make, you know, those commercials they make for like animals where, you know,
Sarah McLachlan
sings the song. I think they need to make one of those videos for Justin Fields because, like, at this point, I feel bad for him as much as I do those fucking wounded animals. Like, he's like a child that needs to be adopted by somebody.
He's
getting crushed.
Like, he actually had a really good game. Fields did.
He did.
He had a really good game.
But, I mean, you expect that against the Broncos.
Fair.
But still, he did have a very good game.
He had a really good game.
And then in the fourth quarter, they mismanaged the shit out of him again, and they fucking folded.
It blows my mind how bad some of these NFL head coaches are, and their decisions they make in game are just insane.
I've been bitching about this literally for a year now to Joe. Since I left this show, I've been telling Joe that it pisses me off how bad they use Justin Fields because I want to shit on this guy so bad. But I can't because it's not his talent that's the problem. It's the way that team uses him every fucking game.
It'd be different if it was just, say, me saying they use him poorly because, right, you know, no. I want him to succeed because I like him. I thought he was going to be good.
I want to shit on him for being bad when he's actually bad, not when he's mismanaged.
But you've got national media saying the same things we're saying, that
literally,
they're just completely misusing
him. They're using him wrong. Like, yes.
It's insane to me. What's insane to me is how bad some of these NFL head coaches are, and they talk their way into these jobs, and they talk their way into keeping these jobs. Like, fuck, man.
Not
Jesus.
To hop off that game, but Canada over in Pittsburgh.
We can go to game next. Houston 30, Pittsburgh 6.
The fact that Mike Tomlin will not fire that guy is a fireable offense. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. You don't have losing seasons, and that's great. Actually, honestly, it's impressive that you haven't had a losing season since you've been head coach.
But you're about to.
But A, you're about to, and B, I don't understand why you're so loyal to that guy. I don't get it. Like he's literally going to cost you your job.
Mm-hmm. Their points per game have gone down by like 8 points per game over the last three seasons.
Like
that's drastic.
And then after the game, he comes out and Mike Tomlin says, "Oh, there's going to be changes." Well.
Fire your
just waiting.
Well, and what kills me is, don't get me wrong, I'm not a Najee Harris fucking backer here, but we talked about the first week. He looks like he's totally disinterested.
Yep.
But he actually looked decent in this game, and he got yanked off the field by Tomlin. Tomlin's yelling at him, just berating him on the sideline like he's a fucking asshole, and yet you're losing because your offensive coordinator fucking sucks.
This is wonderful. If I'm Najee, I'm looking bad, and I'm like, fire that motherfucker. Like, seriously.
It's not a talent issue on that team.
The best thing that could happen to Najee is being fucking traded from that team or just being let go. They're fucking awful.
Like, again, the fact that he has not let him go is, to me, a fireable offense. Because, again, you're gonna finish the season under 500 for the first time since you've been there.
Oh, you are, yeah.
And you're going to miss the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. So, are the Texans better than we thought?
Yes.
Yeah, we kind of said that though. We loved the hiring of D'Amico Ryans as your head coach. We loved it. I know that.
I think we all collectively thought C.J. Stroud was gonna be
and
good.
He's been good.
I thought he was gonna follow my Ohio State theory. I thought he was gonna be ass down there too.
I mean,
I'm wrong.
He looks good, man.
He does look good.
What you can tell with him is he's making the right decisions. He's making the right reads. And I know I say it all the time about quarterbacks. Even though they're not succeeding on the field sometimes, you can see that they're getting it. Like, they're making the right reads. But it's just not falling into place. They don't have the right players around them. They're not making plays. Guys are dropping footballs. But with him, they're making the plays. Nico Collins has been tremendous. Tank Dell's been tremendous.
Pittsburgh's defense isn't a joke.
No. And Damian Pierce looks good again. But C.J. Stroud looks like he really is going to succeed in the NFL.
He does. That's why I said, I'll admit it right now. We're only five games into the season, whatever it is. I'm wrong on him.
Well, and talk about a head coach getting the most out of their team. We talk about all the head coaches that are just piss poor. D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah.
That was a great hire.
It was. And
we said it at the time.
We're like, we loved the hire at the time of it. We definitely praised it.
I mean, he's getting the absolute most out of his players on that team.
You know who else gets the absolute most?
Jason Stiltner from Flagstar Bank.
That's right. If you're a homeowner or looking to be a first-time homebuyer, give Jason Stiltner, Senior Loan Officer at Flagstar Bank, a call today at 248-752-3631.
Yeah!
Jason has great mortgage programs for first-time homebuyers, including down payment assistance options and excellent interest rates.
Yeah!
Again, give my guy Jason Stiltner from Flagstar Bank a call today at 248-752-3631 and get the excellent service you deserve.
Yeah!
Flagstar Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. NMLS number 27546.
Let's go. Let's go.
Nice.
I miss that song.
Oh,
let me talk to you.
I threw you off on that one. You thought I was going to throw the yeah.
I did. Yes, I was waiting for that. And then I got here. Let's go, Buffalo.
I played that one for Alicia if she's actually listening.
Oh, yeah.
Because she fucking loves it.
She does.
not to critique your job, the only thing I do different is I started off with the "Let me talk to you."
Let me talk to you. Well, that "Let me talk to you" was actually on accident because I had that lead the show in. So when I went back to the main show, it was still clicked and it just automatically played. That one wasn't on purpose.
Still a great drop.
It was solid, yeah. No doubt.
Yeah. All right, on to another team that we talked about was struggling. Philadelphia, they beat Washington 34-31. They just don't look right, man.
No,
I can't put my finger on it.
Their defense doesn't look right. I know they lost players from last year.
Well, they did.
Mm-hmm. And they got younger. I get it. But they're still, that's not the whole reason why they've struggled, I think. There's something just off with that team.
There is.
And I can't put my finger on it as to what it is.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one. Because I'm watching these games trying to figure out what is so off with them. They don't look as dominant as they did last year. Mm-hmm. Now, they're winning games, but, I mean, there's no way this game should have been 34-31, right?
It's
the Redskins, and it's Sam Howell. And here's another one. I give Sam Howell credit. He actually looked pretty competent this fucking game.
He did.
29-41, 290 yards. He had a touchdown. I think he ran another one in.
I still maintain, even for young quarterbacks, it's really hard to be bad in the NFL. It is. It's hard.
I don't know. Tell that to some of the young quarterbacks who are really bad.
I understand that, but I'd say the majority of them seem to be doing rather well, you know?
The ones who have the coaches that put them in spots to succeed, yeah.
But that's my point. Yeah. Even though they're young, they're still succeeding.
They're still able to succeed.
Right, yeah. And I said, that's why I say that. It's very hard, even for young quarterbacks, to be bad quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah.
It's just especially how the game is tailored to quarterback play.
My thing with Philly is they look slow. That's what I've narrowed it down.
I think the only player on that team that doesn't look slow is Swift.
Yeah,
talk about the Swift Kelsey I actually want to hear about.
Yes.
These two.
But even Kelsey looks slow. You see the way he's moving around out there. He's not moving like he was the last few years.
Well, he's an offensive lineman.
Yeah, but you're looking at a guy who was almost retiring last year. I'm looking at it like, is he actually 1 foot out the door now? He's not playing bad football.
Right.
He's just looking like there's a little, not to use the word disinterested again, but there's a little disinterest going on there.
I think I've seen some disinterest in a few teams, and it's weird, but they're just not right.
I also think that O-line is getting tired of the tush-push or whatever you want to call it.
You think so? I don't know. For me,
how low they have to get and how they basically just dive to the bottom of the pile, that's going to take a toll on your body after a while.
Yeah.
For me, I think that's like an offensive lineman's fucking dream is just go out there and fucking hit people. Like,
hitting anybody. But, you're just falling at their knees.
You're still hitting them. I mean, but like offensive linemen say all the time, they prefer run blocking over pass blocking.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
They want to go out there and just annihilate people. They don't want to pass block and drop back and just hand check people. They want to hit people. They love run blocking. But yeah, I mean, it's a different type of run blocking for that play. Yeah. And they might not have to worry about it next year because they might be banning it in the league because, you know, I don't
be surprised.
When a team does really well at something, you just have to ban it.
When every other team in the league can do it.
Well, yeah.
You know?
But the only thing is, I've seen a couple teams try it, and they can't.
Didn't college football ban it years ago?
It was after the Notre Dame-USC game.
Yeah, after Reggie Bush pushed him in.
Yep. Why?
See, I'm actually in favor of banning it, to be honest with you.
I'm not. You're not allowed to pull your player anywhere, but you should be allowed to push him.
I know, but does the offense really need that much more of an advantage?
How is it an advantage? It's nothing. There's nothing illegal about it.
You have an extra push. You should just get it on your own momentum. Not somebody pushing you in. That doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know. I actually agree with banning it.
Well, in that case, the wide receiver should just start with the football. You don't need anybody throwing you the football. That's an extra advantage.
Well, just like in Canada.
Why should you have somebody throwing you the football?
In Canada, they can start running toward the line of scrimmage before the ball snapped. I'm fine. What's wrong with that?
I agree. That should be a thing.
Yeah.
But that's an extra advantage.
Good for them. Yes. But this is different.
To me, it's not. It's within the rules.
No, I know it's within the rules. I'm saying it shouldn't be within the rules. That's what I'm saying.
But I don't understand why it shouldn't be within the rules. You're just pushing your player across the line. Like you have 11 guys, right? And you're allowed to use all 11 guys however you choose.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't understand what the difference is.
Well, it's kind of like a field goal. Like, why can't you jump over the offensive line if you can do it to block it?
You should be allowed to do that.
I agree with you, but you're not allowed to do it. This is kind of the same thing to me.
Well, you're allowed to jump over the line. You're not allowed to take a running start and jump over the line.
Why not?
I agree with that one, too, because we just saw Green Bay get penalized for it. with Quay Walker. What Williams? Whatever his name is.
Yeah, Quay Walker.
Yeah,
that's a tough one.
Quay Walker.
Quay.
So Eric says, "Good to see you back, Frank." And he said, "Sadly, there won't be any sing along tonight. She's not feeling well." Well, that sucks.
Feel better, Alicia.
I was expecting a sing along when you called in a little bit for the picks,
Eric. Right?
And Eric, I can't wait to finally do this show with you.
Yeah,
we haven't gotten the chance to do it.
Nope. I told him we had talked about it before you even left the one time that we were going to have him on the show, and then it just so happened that you had left, and then a few weeks later we ended up having him on.
Yeah.
Then we had him for the draft show.
Well, he was calling in at that point with us.
Yeah. Well, and I told him all along, I'm like, we didn't have you on the show because Frank left. We were going to have you on the show.
Right.
It just corresponded the way it happened because, you know, the whole Jacksonville gate. Jacksonville gate.
And yet, we still don't know if
we still don't know if they're for real. That argument is still happening.
We went through all that shit and still did not get down to the bottom.
We have no idea.
Moving on to another coach that should be fired immediately, maybe two, is the Chargers 24, Vegas 17. Did either coach want to win this game?
I don't think Josh McDaniels wants to win any game.
I
don't understand.
Well, okay, the Chargers won this game on accident.
Oh, they snatched. Yeah,
I mean, they were trying to lose because again, Staley decided to go for it in negative field, and on fourth down and didn't get it and gave the ball right back to Vegas. When you're winning by seven and you could have just punted, what kind of a fucking call is that? That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And yet this guy continues to do dumb shit every week. Every week.
I'll tune back into the Raiders when they fire McDaniels.
He's bad too, man.
Like, I have zero interest in watching that team with him as a coach.
Like, it's just like a lot of these coaches, they just try to be like the smartest dude in the room.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you don't know. Don't do that. And I think a lot of them are letting analytics run things instead of just looking at the game situation.
And a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them tend to come from that Bill Belichick tree.
And we're seeing how that's playing out without Tom Brady. And if you look at his overall record without Tom Brady, it's not good. It's way under 500. It is not good.
Yep.
Well, have you guys seen the post about there were some players that played for him in Denver, and they talk about
McDaniels.
Yeah, they talk about how they won like their first eight games or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and then he got popped. They shared a field, practice field, with somebody, mm-hmm. and they got popped for recording practices,
mm-hmm.
And recording the opposing team practices, and after that, they didn't win anymore.
They went like 0-7 or something.
Yep. And then he was fired. And they were like, they always said, he has us so prepared for games. Like we were, he goes, I was the most prepared I've ever been for games. And I forgot what player it was. He goes, I was the most prepared I've ever been for a game under Josh McDaniels during those first eight games. He goes, if we did exactly what he told us to do, we would win. And we did. We did exactly what he told us to do and we won. He goes, it felt like cheating. And then we found,
and then we found out
we were cheating.
I mean, it definitely helps for sure.
Yeah, you know what team doesn't cheat?
Who's that?
The Joe Wright Group.
That's right. Whether you're buying or selling your home, now is the time to take advantage of having the expertise of four real estate agents for the price of one on your side. Make the right move with the right group, the Joe Wright Group. Give Craig Joe Wright, Mike Bush, Shane Wilson, and Alex DeRocher a call today at 248-535-4750 to fulfill all of your real estate needs.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a team that I'll pay attention to when he's gone. I have no interest. They're not going to be anything special. In fact, they're not even going to be anything decent enough to care about watching. It's just going to be a shit show with him.
And do you hear this story? I don't know how true this is, but of why Marquette King got released.
I have not heard this story.
Why who?
Remember the former punter, Raiders punter?
Yeah.
And how he got released?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because he was literally a Pro Bowl punter.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how do you, but apparently.
And then nobody would touch him.
But apparently, and again, I don't know how true this is. I just caught it kind of like in passing. And apparently he He gave Mark Davis a soft noogie or something like that. And I would have paid to see that if that he actually did that. Like, I would have paid to see that.
I hope that's true.
If that's true, I would pay. I would have paid to see that 100%. Again, I don't know how true this is or if this actually happened, but if it did, you know, props to Marquette King.
If that's I could go back in time and see anything ever, that would probably be it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that hairpiece had to slide. Oh, my God.
Like I said, I would pay quite a bit of money to actually see that happen.
When I go home, I'm going to send him a DM and ask him if that's true. I doubt he answers me, but I'm taking the shot.
Yeah.
Fact, fuck it. I'll do it right now.
Nice.
Well, that's great, because if he responds, we'll read on the show.
Oh, 100%.
Jeremy Yankowski says it's a Dan Campbell call. I kind of disagree with that, Jeremy, on one aspect. Dan Campbell at least makes those calls, and they surprise the other team. A lot of the times when he makes those calls, they're surprising the other team. It's not telegraphed like Brandon Staley, where he just lines up and is like, hey, guys, we're going to go for it, and we're going to run it right up the middle. Okay? Thanks.
Like,
bye.
Like, as much as Dan Campbell does it, Staley does it more.
Yeah, and again, he just does it poorly.
Yeah.
Random question. How do you spell noogie?
N-U-G-G-I-E, maybe?
Nuggie?
Nuggie? Noogie? Or N-O-O-G-I-E? Probably that one, N-O-O-G-I-E.
Noogie? Yeah, maybe. That's N-O-O-G-I-E?
Yeah.
Noogie?
Yeah, go with that one.
All right.
Noogie?
Noogie. Yeah, there you go. Go with that one. I love that we're talking about how to spell noogie on the air.
Yes, this is.
I did not have that on my bingo card.
I didn't mean to hijack things, but that was a word I really had no idea how to spell.
I really didn't have that on my bingo card.
This is compelling podcast.
Solid
right now.
Solid.
It's going to be even fucking better if he responds, though.
If he responds, it'll be great.
We'll move on to the Niners beating the Cardinals 35-16. I don't think we have to say much about this
game. The only thing I have to say about this game is those Cardinals jerseys look fucking sweet.
They actually were pretty cool.
I liked them. Those things were sweet, man.
The only other thing I have to say about this game is, or ask a question, right? Are we taking Brock Purdy for real this point?
No, not yet.
Okay, so
I'm not there yet. I'm sorry.
Is he a Shanahan quarterback?
Yeah,
he just works with a Shanahan. That's what happens.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. He's
like the Shanahan family has a habit of making not great quarterbacks look pretty decent.
Now this week will be a test because they're playing Dallas.
Yeah.
So, okay.
God, Micah Parsons might kill him.
Yeah, I mean, he looks fearless. You know what I mean? He's almost like the anti-hero. You know what I mean?
He's going to look fearful this week if he's got Micah Parsons staring at him.
Well, why shouldn't he look fearless? Because he has a guy behind him who sees ghosts. I mean...
Well, he plays with a lot of style. You know what I mean?
But he's with a lot of these quarterbacks that aren't put in the right position, he's been put in the right position.
And
he has weapons.
Well, that's the argument.
And
he is
arguably the best offensive weapon in the league in Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the argument, right? They have a really good offensive line.
Yes.
They have a really good defense. They have really good receivers.
He's got chemistry
they have
with Ayuk.
He does. And they have one of the best running backs to play the game behind him. I mean, he really is set up to succeed. I mean, I can't say he's not, but at a certain point in time when he keeps succeeding, you got to go, well, do you fault the kid for being in a good scenario and taking advantage of it? I mean, he's still making a play. He's still making the throws.
I'm not faulting him. I'm just looking at him as a pure quarterback. You put him in, say, put him with the Bears.
Yeah.
What the fuck is he doing with the Bears?
I think any quarterback right now
with
the Bears is going to look good.
But you know what I'm saying. Put him in a situation like that. What's he going to do with one of those teams? Put him with the Cardinals. What's he going to do with them? You know?
Yeah.
So this is why I say I'm not a full believer in Brock Purdy because, again, he couldn't have been put in a better position.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I do. But, I mean, that was always the argument made for Tom Brady as well, right?
System quarterback.
Yeah, system quarterback. He was put into a good scenario.
Right. But like we said.
Well, then he went to Tampa and won as well. So, I mean, like.
System quarterback.
Yeah, he went to Tampa and he was like, run this system and we'll do okay.
They won.
I know.
Well, that's the thing. Hey. Like we in our group text the other day, I said, aren't the majority of quarterbacks system quarterbacks anyways?
I mean, that's. Like,
and that's why that term just bothers me. Because most quarterbacks are system quarterbacks.
Yeah, and because the offensive coordinator and the coach put together a system
mm-hmm.
that they should put together a system
yes.
that benefits their right. players, including their quarterback.
Except if you're Matt
unless
Eberflus.
You coach Chicago.
Yeah, if you're Matt Eberflus, apparently you don't do that. You don't believe in that.
If you coach Chicago, you go in and you install a completely different offensive scheme that benefits nobody on your team.
Nobody.
Including and mainly
right.
the quarterback.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Who's next?
Wow, rushing me along, man. All right, Cowboys and the Patriots. That was a fucking ass whooping. The Cowboys 38, Patriots 3.
Are we writing Patriots off at this point?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think.
Is Mac Jones trash?
He got no. benched.
Well, he got benched because the game was out of hand. I don't see that as a benching, true benching.
Oh, I took that one as a true benching.
No, because Bill Belichick already came out and said, no, okay. He's still our starting quarterback. It wasn't about that. But
shouldn't be.
I don't think he's that bad. I think he showed a couple times this year already that he actually can be pretty good. That team is not good. They have nobody around him.
And they just lost Matthew Judon. He's going to be out for the season.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be even worse on the defensive side of the ball now.
And who's the other one? Gonzalez.
I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah, he got hurt too. I don't know how long he's out. Let me look it up.
But I don't think there's much to say about this. I don't take too much out of this game for either side. I think we knew the Patriots weren't necessarily that good. I think we knew the Cowboys were decent. But
they were going to bounce back after losing to Arizona?
Yeah, I don't see this as like a statement win for them, though. It was the Patriots. It was in Dallas.
Yep.
No.
There's nothing about this game that made me say, okay,
I think
this changed for me.
I think if Dallas wants to prove anything and change the narrative.
Go to beat San Francisco.
Beat San Francisco on was it Sunday night?
I think it's a 4:25 game.
No, I think it's a night game.
Is it? I think I won't say it's 4:25, but
I swear to God, it was a night game.
I'm gonna look right now.
I could be wrong.
Yeah, Christian.
No, it's 8:20. Yeah, you're right. It's Sunday night.
Night game.
Yep.
I'm really looking forward to that game.
Of course, finally, they got a good one.
Niners, Cowboys,
yes.
Old school fucking rivalry. Sunday night,
like what used to be like
yes.
the actual Super Bowl.
Yes,
you know.
And if there's a defense and an offense that I want to see face off right now, it's Dallas's defense and San Fran's
yes.
offense.
Yes. Yes, and I want to see Dallas's offense go against San Fran's defense.
Over under how many picks Dak throws? I'm going to set it at 2.
I don't know.
I'll go over.
I'll take the over on that one.
Yeah, I'll take over.
Are you setting it at 2 or 1.5?
I'll set it at 2.
Set it at 2?
Yeah.
So he's got to throw 3?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Can I bet the draw? Can I bet 2? Can I bet right on the money?
Because
I think he throws.
Joe, you can do whatever with all this fake money. You can do whatever you want to do.
I'm gonna put my mortgage on 2.
All right, buy it down if you want.
Yeah, you
to.
Can buy it down.
That guy
can I buy it down a point?
Again, you can do whatever you want to do with this fantasy land.
In fantasy land, I'm putting my mortgage on 2.
Sounds good.
On
dig
2,
it. I dig it. That works.
Moving on to the Chiefs and the Jets game, 23-20. The Chiefs beat the Jets. And speaking of bets and things. The end of this game had a little bit of controversy.
Lord.
People are all over the fact that Mahomes slid down, and if he actually ran in for a touchdown, it would have been the over,
mm-hmm.
it would have been Kansas City winning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the
point spread.
There you go. Thank you. Couldn't think of what the hell it was.
So
when you look at how much time was left on that clock, though, it would have given the ball back to the Jets.
It was a smart play by him.
It was a smart play.
So there's arguments on both sides, right? If they score a touchdown, you're up 9 points, going to be 10 points on a Jets team that was not doing much.
Anything can happen.
And I agree. And that's why I say he actually did make the smart play. It's something that didn't happen a lot in past years, but mm-hmm. in the years past, but in the last, say, 10 years or so, players have been
they're cognizant of that.
Right. They know in that situation, okay, they go into the huddle knowing, oh, hey guys, if we get this first down, we slide.
It's over.
Like they know that what to do in those scenarios now. This isn't the first time it's happened. It won't be the last.
Yep.
It's happened quite a few times. And I mean, to me, it has nothing to do. Everyone's like, oh, see, this shows it's fixed and Vegas is involved. Shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up.
I mean, if you want to say that, then you could have gone to the Sauce Gardner holding penalty, which wasn't a hold.
And the hold that actually happened on that play.
Okay, so...
Good Lord.
I mean, there was a hold that actually happened on that play on the offensive lineman.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. But the Sauce Gardner one, I'm not one of those people that's going to say it wasn't a hold. It was.
Mm-hmm.
He grabbed his jersey. He
grabbed the back of his jersey.
I mean,
going by how they were calling that game the entire night.
I was going to say.
Yes.
Do I have a problem with them calling that in that game?
Yes.
Yes. The call... The call's correct. I have a problem with how late the flag came out. Because basically they waited until to see what happened.
Yeah.
And then went, no, that was a penalty. Yeah. No, dude, if that's a penalty, throw it right away.
If nothing else, that should have been offsetting penalties. Okay.
Well, it should have been. The offensive lineman held completely.
Oh, it was ridiculous. That was like egregious.
The defensive lineman was clearly going, he's holding me.
That was that was fucking egregious.
Like how they like doing jumping jacks.
So they did.
So worst case scenario, it's offsetting penalties. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
So that play never happened, and then who knows what happens on that replay? You know.
The bad look for me was when he picked it off. When the player picked it off.
Oh, yeah,
is when he threw the flat. Like, literally, he waited till the guy picked it off and was like, oh, nope, there was a holding on that one.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. If you're going to call it, call it. If you're not going to call it, don't call it. Don't wait and then call it once you see that the play went against the offense. Make the call. And if you're making those calls all game, I have a problem with it. It was a hold. If you look at it, it truly was a hold.
Yeah. But we talked in the Super Bowl last year. Like, if you're going to call the game a certain way, call the game a certain way the
entire time.
Mm-hmm. You know? But you know the NFL can't have the Chiefs lose when T. Swift's in attendance. Come on now.
And they can't have consistent reffing ever.
Come on now.
Yeah, that's never happened.
Yeah.
You have T. Swift and Ryan Reynolds and all those guys in attendance. They have the Chiefs lose. Come on.
I'm telling you, the Jets tried to make it happen, though.
Zach Wilson actually looked like he knew what he was doing.
Until he fumbled the snap.
Until he went... Zach Wilson went Zach Wilson.
Until he went full Zach Wilson.
He did. It was like, oh, there he is.
Don't never go full Zach Wilson.
Don't never. We need to get that as a drop.
Don't never go full Zach Wilson.
We need the real drop of that one.
Dude, what? Don't never go full retard.
Yeah, we need the full drop of that. Yes, 100%.
All right, I'll work on that. I'll take the computer home with me and get that drop.
Well, okay.
I'll make it happen. Well, you said you wanted it. I'll get it.
I don't care.
I'll put it on the show.
If you do want to do it, do it. I just think it would be a funny drop. That's all I'm saying.
It would be. So I said I'm going to get it. Right, like, so. You can't say you want me to get the drop, and then when I say I'm going to get it, you're like, I don't care.
All right, do it up.
You said get it. I'm going to get it. All right, next game, last game, Seahawks.
For the record, this is their idea, not mine.
I mean, we could use that like anytime we're talking about Brandon Staley or Matt Eberflus.
We can, yeah.
Like, literally.
Hey, I'm just making it clear this is not my idea.
It's like watching a bunch of retards trying to fuck a doorknob.
Also not my idea.
All right.
Yeah. I do enough to get myself canceled. I don't need extra help.
Yeah, you even...
Shut up.
You even text in mildly racist ways.
Yes. If I had to point out. I was like, yes.
The funny part was...
That was the only text I sent in that text message chain, too. No. I just happened to read it. I went, did you just... Yeah, you did.
I hit Y for some reason. I was like, fuck it. It's going as Yimmy.
It was like, I read it as Greek, but, you know.
Yimmy?
I did. I read it as Greek. But.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know why. Maybe because he had done the other accent before. Maybe that's why my brain went right to that accent.
That's fair.
I was just like, oh, he's doing it again, only in text form.
That's fair.
Went full, was it Jack Morris?
Full Jack Morris.
Yeah, full Jack Morris.
All right, so
Jack Morris went full Frank Dragata. Let's get this shit right.
That's true, because he did it after you.
Same week.
That's. But it was still afterwards. You did it first.
I made it cool. He took that.
Copy. He took it to another level. last game, Seahawks and the Giants. Do we have to say anything about this fucking game?
That was one of the worst football games I've ever seen. That was a bad football game. Daniel Jones, $40 million for that?
Dude, he is so fucking bad.
Good Lord.
Okay, at this point in time, can we say he's by far the highest overpaid fucking quarterback ever on the planet?
It's hard to disagree with that.
Is he really taking like Kirk Cousins?
Oh, he has to. Kirk Cousins at least wins games and throws touchdown passes.
Yeah, for sure.
This guy did. He just won one.
Yeah, but you said games.
Yeah, what? I mean, he throws touchdown passes,
he
too.
He does throw touchdowns.
I mean, he actually has good stats. This guy doesn't even put up good stats. Like, he does nothing for $40 million a year. Right.
Did Geno ever come back?
He came back and then left again.
Oh, okay.
Did they say what his injury was?
They did not. I didn't hear yet. I believe it was just a leg injury. Last I heard,
but yeah, like Danny died. Holy shit! Like
Allison says mildly racist. Frank is back.
We're working on it. I'm trying to be a better person.
Not in text messages or not.
Not text messages or not.
Hey, I didn't say it with any sort of accent. You guys insinuated I said
it. We read it in the accent that you typed it.
I misspelled the name.
I read it. I'm like, who's Yimmy G?
Like I said, I heard that as Greek.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, well, you know, now that you're saying it, maybe I should have read it in Greek, but I guess...
So maybe you're the maybe racist one here.
Yes, high five. Chris is on my side now.
Are the Jacks for real?
We don't know. He's not over this. We don't know.
No, he's trying to blow this thing up again. He's trying to get us to turn on each other.
All right, so...
I didn't think you guys were ever getting back together, but it happened.
Was that another T Swift reference?
Because nice. You're so like,
don't blame me.
You're so like right on about it. It's yes. It's like okay.
Look what you made me do.
I'm not familiar with that one. But one thing I wanted to get to last week, and obviously we didn't because, you know, we had a random power outage right before we were supposed to start
Which
the show.
Which was fucking great. Like, literally as we started the show.
3 minutes on the countdown.
It's just the whole Deion Sanders thing. Which, and we've talked about it a little bit before, but
yep.
I want to preface this again with, I'm a Deion fan. I love what he's doing for college football.
I agree.
And I love what he's doing at Colorado, and I think they're going to be incredibly successful. However, the game against Oregon, when they got absolutely body bagged, which,
yep.
Hey, fine. And then you come out and you look at social media, and it's basically anybody that says, like, oh, if you're happy that Colorado or Deion got body bagged, you're a racist.
What?
Shut the fuck up. Like, to paint people like that is ignorant.
Who said that?
Now, are there certain people that are happy he lost because he's black?
Oh, for sure.
100%. And those people are fucking morons.
Right.
But to paint anybody who was happy that Colorado and Deion got dump trucked by Oregon, to basically paint him as racist because that happened is just next level fucking stupid.
Yeah. You know what I say for those people? Karma.
Right.
It'll eventually catch up with you.
Like, Oregon was clearly the better team. And, yeah, what their coach said before the game, I loved what their coach said. You know, they're playing for clicks, we're playing for wins.
Yeah.
Cool. But people had a problem with that. It's like, he's saying whatever he needs to say to get his team fired up. And, yeah, when...
He's playing the game.
Exactly. Whenever Colorado plays, that team that's playing them, of course you're going to get their best shot with all the hype around Colorado and Deion.
Yep.
That's what he's brought to Colorado. That's good for college football. But don't play this bullshit narrative that it's, oh, it's a race thing that you don't like Deion. I actually like Deion.
He plays.
But was it nice to see them get their asses kicked?
Yes.
Yeah,
because everybody's been so enchanted with that team.
And the media,
it's ridiculous.
The media literally fucking shoving it right in your face any fucking chance they get.
I know.
And that to me has been the biggest issue with this entire thing. It's not Deion. It's not Colorado. It's the media. ESPN, Fox, just shoving it right in your face.
Well,
it's like these religious freaks that, you know, shove religion in your face.
Yeah.
I don't want it, man. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
If I want to watch it.
You do your thing. Let me do my own.
Exactly. I don't need it.
It's that simple.
And then we're getting to that point with Taylor Swift. It's like shoved in our face. Like, dude, stop.
Well, and Deion is really great at playing the anti-hero.
Oh, he is. I mean? And that's what I like about Deion, because he'll be real with it. And he's like, you better get me now. Yeah, absolutely, you better get him now, because they're going to be a you know, a wagon here in the next 2-3 years. So, but like I said, for the idiots that think if you don't like him or you're happy to see them get beat, that you are, quote, a racist or a hater, fuck off. You're an idiot.
I'm with you.
Dumb.
I'm with you. And I appreciate you going on that rant because I was able to sneak it a few more Taylor Swift drops.
Snuck in like five of them on you.
So, Chris, thank you for that one.
No problem.
This show is just going to be called Find the Taylor Swift Drops.
and see if Chris recognizes them.
The only person who loves Taylor Swift Easter eggs more than Taylor Swift is Joe.
I fucking had to, man. We couldn't come back and do a show after the whole Taylor Swift bullshit for the last 2 weeks without me dropping some Taylor Swift songs in there. I had to. And I don't even know what they are. I had to look them all up, truthfully. I had them all pulled up, and I just was looking for time to throw them in. The only ones I knew were like the big ones, like Shake It Off. And
I'm sitting here going, wow, he knows a lot of Taylor Swift music.
Oh, no, I had the whole list pulled up, and I was just looking for times to throw the words in. Oh, man. But speaking of times to throw something in, I'm going to throw in an advertisement here for our good friend over at Bald Man Entertainment. We all know planning an event such as a wedding, birthday party, graduation party, or any other event that might require a DJ can be very hairy. Eliminate the stress and give Steve Waddell at Bald Man Entertainment a call today at 586-747-5402. The best decision you can make for a smooth event. Not to mention, he's the resident DJ every year for the St. Hubert Festival. If he's good enough for God, he's good enough for you.
Nicely done. Good job, buddy. Going back to the Dion thing really quick, Jeremy Yankowski says, best part about Taylor Swift is getting Dion off the news.
and honestly, I mean, if you look at it, this past week when they lost against USC, and credit to Colorado for coming back and making that a game because they were getting absolutely dump-trucked.
Yep.
But he's kind of right because it wasn't nearly the reaction after this game as it was after the Oregon game.
Right.
Not even close. Because, again, we have the Taylor Swift nonsense with Travis Kelce.
I got to throw this out here. Eric, are you going to call in for the picks? If you want to answer us there while we're talking about this.
Yeah, that would be super if he answered us.
That'd be super.
That would be super. But, you know, Jeremy's absolutely right about this. He kind of did bump Dion off the news a little bit. Not to the point where you're not hearing about him, because you obviously are, but...
not entirely.
Not entirely. But I don't know which one was. I don't know which one was more annoying: the whole Dion thing or this T Swift thing. They're both kind of similar to me.
And here he is, Eric. You ask and you shall receive. Eric Anderson.
Yes. What's up, buddy?
Chris, I will agree with you though, real quick. I'm getting annoyed with both of them.
Yeah. I think I was more quickly annoyed with the T Swift thing than the Dion thing. Because I like Deion Sanders and I'm not a huge like Taylor Swift guy.
I'm surprised I got annoyed with it as quick as I got.
And you're a Swiftie.
I love her.
Which is amazing to me.
I know, but it was like 2 weeks. I'm like, give me football back.
Hey, Paul. Good to see you tuning in, man. I miss you. I haven't seen you in a while. Paul Capizzo says,
go easy on Deion.
Why you got to be so mean?
I was actually praising Deion. I like Deion. Come on, man.
I'm serious. So how did after one game, she got a pregame segment too?
She got like half the pregame show.
Yeah, she
got like a 3 minute piece on how she's in the game with her fan, in the booth with her fan. Are you kidding me?
They're going to do like they do with the Super Bowl, do like a 6 hour pregame on like what she's
going to be there again tonight. It's like, come on now.
Wait, she's gonna be where tonight?
We're at the game, the Jets, the Sunday night game.
Oh,
she's going to be right before the Sunday night game. They had a little 3 minute piece all about her from the week before. And that she was going to be there Sunday night too.
Jesus.
And the cameras were on her all before the kickoff. It was like, come on. Every whistle back up to her. Like, you serious? We watching the game? We watching her.
Well, and we talked about it earlier. What bothered me is for anybody that was bothered by it, or like, dude, like, come on, like, enough. We were told by some people, well, you don't have to watch. Well, I'm tuning in to watch a football game, which is what this is supposed to be.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about Taylor Swift.
If I want to watch Taylor Swift, I'll turn on Netflix or something.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure she has plenty of concerts you can watch on YouTube or Netflix or something. Like, there's plenty you can go look at Taylor Swift for. I tune into a football game.
But like we were talking about before the show, like, I think this is an incredibly fake relationship.
But you're not the only one.
But it's genius.
There's a lot of people who feel that way.
I think it's genius on both their parts. Genius.
Yeah, I don't see what Taylor Swift gets out of it. Like, what is she benefiting from this? Zero.
But
she's already the biggest star in the world.
But it benefits the hell out of Travis Kelce.
She what?
She gets another album.
Well, I mean, she gets at least produce another song about a breakup. Right. Called I Used to Have a Tight End.
But no, she didn't. She just has long legs.
But <it's, laughs>
all right.
I guess I never had a tight end. That's going to be the name of the song.
There you go.
All right, let's get to the picks.
Get to the picks.
This segment is brought to you by the Joe Wright Group.
All right, we got a decent slate today, like the amount of games we're picking.
You want me to go over the picks from last week first?
I do, actually.
Okay.
Because I have a feeling I did really fucking bad.
You did, but not that much worse than a couple of us.
Okay.
Frank comes back the first week he's back, and he wins the week.
Hey, look at me.
9-7. Hey, look at hi. Look at you. Hi. Frank went 9-7. And Eric and I both went 7-9. And Chris, you went 6-10.
Yeah, I knew I had a bad week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So total right now, Frank, you're at 9-7. Way to come back late in the season, buddy. Eric, you're actually winning at 36-25-3. And Chris and I, you and I are both at 33-28-3.
Still above 500. I'll take it.
Yeah, we're 5 games above 500. So we're doing okay.
Yeah,
we're not great.
Not great.
We're just okay.
We're mid.
We're like that baseball player that's right on the borderline.
Yeah,
you know, batting 250.
You're still in the money.
I said we're mid.
We're mid. Yeah, I know what you said. I glossed over it. I glossed over it on purpose. Fucking mid.
Anyways,
you're still winning money. That's all that matters.
That's hey, right. We're That's heading right. the game.
Straight cash, homie. All right. First up, we got LSU laying 6.5, taking on Missouri.
Yeah.
I'll take LSU. Oh, anybody? Anybody want to fucking answer that question? I was wondering.
No.
Bueller.
Bueller. Bueller. Anyone?
Yeah, so LSU -6.5, yes. Missouri.
Yeah.
Give me Missouri. LSU's been a letdown. I've picked them a couple times. They've just fucking totally screwed me. Give me Missouri.
I'm taking LSU.
Give me the fighting Brian Kellys.
You love Brian Kelly.
I fucking hate Brian Kelly.
What'd you say, Eric?
Missouri.
Okay. All right. It's you and me on this one, buddy.
All right, next up we have Oklahoma taking on Texas in the Red River Rivalry, or it used to be called Red River Shootout, but because it was PC, it's not called that anymore, which is fucking ridiculous. But yes, Texas is laying 6.5.
Quit me. Go ahead.
Texas.
Eric, I love the fact that you don't play the games. You know what? I'm going to roll with Texas as well.
Give me Texas. I like the way they look this year.
Boys, I think we got a clean sweep on this one. I'm also rolling with Texas.
Texas is back?
No.
Are they for real?
We don't know yet.
We don't know if anyone's
for real. Let's wait till they play the Lions and we can have that argument.
It's like that the woman on that plane. It's not even real.
Look at that man back there. He's not even real.
He's not real.
Next up, we got Washington State taking on UCLA. UCLA is laying 3.5.
Give me UCLA.
Yeah, I'll go the fighting Chip Kelly's on that
UCLA.
One.
Give me Washington State.
Washington State for Joe. Okay.
I'm on the island on that one.
You are on the island on that one. Yeah. All right, next up we got Alabama laying 2.5, taking on Texas A&M.
Give me A&M.
I'm going with the same. Give me A&M.
I am rolling with Alabama. Give me Bama. Jimbo Fisher's a fucking idiot, so I'm going with Bama.
Yes, he is.
Bama's just not the Bama you said of old. You're going right with now.
Texas A&M?
Yeah.
What's that, Frank?
I said Bama's just not the old Bama right now. It's not that they're a bad team. They're just not the powerhouse they normally are.
But once they get it, and again, Jimbo Fisher, dude's an idiot.
Oh, once Milton figures his shit out, it's going to be trouble. But for right now, I think they're a little bit too close to...
Dude, you saw Miami light up Texas A&M.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right. Next up, we have Notre Dame laying 6.5, taking on Louisville.
Give me the Irish.
Yep, give me the Irish.
Yeah, give me Notre Dame.
I'm going to go with Louisville on this one.
Ooh.
Notre Dame, I'm sorry, they have not impressed me. They haven't.
Allison says you and I need to be better than mid.
What?
She says we both need to be better than mid.
So, like, when we go upstairs, you'd be like, your show is mid. Instead of saying, good show, guys.
No, it's mid. Usually, great show. Yeah. Great show, guys.
Mid.
We're going to walk upstairs, she's going, show is mid.
I could absolutely see that, too.
Does Notre Dame only play night games anymore?
I mean...
night game this week, night game next week. Yeah. Two night games the past 2 weeks. get me pissed off. I got to go to bed shitty every fucking Saturday.
Fair enough.
The last thing you see before you go to sleep at night.
The last 2 weeks, I've been so angry.
All right. Next up, we got Kentucky taking on Georgia. Georgia's laying 14.5.
Ooh. Give me Kentucky.
Joe, I'm with you on that one. I'm also taking Kentucky. After the ass kicking, they just gave Florida. Yeah.
And
give me the Bulldog.
And Georgia's stumbling up a little bit,
they
too.
They haven't looked great.
A little bit.
Give me the Dogs. Get right game.
All right. Next up, we have Georgia Tech taking on Miami. Miami's laying 21.
Give me Miami.
No, I don't like betting on my teams, but I am also going with Miami.
Yeah, give me Miami.
Eric?
I'm going to go get on the island.
You rolling with GT?
I am.
All right. All righty.
He likes that GT.
And the final college game. And the final college game, we got Michigan laying 19, taking on Minnesota.
Give me Minnesota. I know Michigan covered.
This. I will always take Michigan to not cover.
Yes, I agree. Finally. Even though they covered this last week, I will take Minnesota because Michigan's not going to cover.
Pretty much how I feel.
They covered 1 week this season so far, and it was a fucking miracle.
Yeah, I'm going Minnesota.
Eric, you're taking Michigan?
I'm taking Michigan. Week in a row.
I was gonna say he was the only one who took him last week and the only one that won that game too. So,
I mean, I didn't see that beat down.
Like, I didn't either.
Not like that.
No, I didn't either.
That was an ass kicking. All right, moving on to the NFL. We have the first game we got: Chicago taking on the Redskins. Redskins are laying 5.5.
I just want to put a suggestion out there to the NFL. Can you flex this game to like a Wednesday at 1 p.m. please, so nobody has to watch this shit. Like, this is fucking brutal.
I was saying like 3 a.m., but like, yeah, that works too.
Well, I mean, this way, 1 p.m., we're all at work.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have to fucking worry about, like,
right.
just flex it to a time where nobody has to see it.
Just make it a second London game and put it on, like, Fox News.
Put it on, like, Nat Geo?
Yeah, something super random.
Fucking.
My phone keeps vibrating. I keep getting excited. It's Marquette King.
let's see. This one. Oh, 5.5. Washington's minus 5.5.
Yep.
Hosting Chicago. Fuck. You know what? Give me Washington. I can't take the Bears. Their coach sucks.
They're terrible.
I can't believe they went from fucking Matt Nagy to this fucking dude. And I'm almost borderline hating this guy as much as I hated Matt Nagy.
I mean, you saw how much trouble they gave the Eagles, right? In Philadelphia.
Yeah.
But this game is at home in that dump of a stadium. But still, it's at home,
right? And the Bears are a back alley abortion.
Yes. Yeah. So you're going with Washington?
Yes. Right. Yeah, I'm going with the Redskins.
Give me the commanding.
Yeah, the Redskins
football team.
We're all going with the Redskins.
We're going chalk on this one. All right, I dig it.
Would the Bears even pick themselves?
I don't. I don't think the Bears fans would definitely not pick them. But
you can call one.
I can. And frankly, she would be like, hell no.
She'd be like, nope.
Next up, we got Jacksonville taking on Buffalo. Buffalo's laying 5.5.
So weird.
It's a weird line. I'm taking the Jags.
I'm glad I'm not the only one leaning in this direction because this is a strange line to me. They just beat Miami by 28 points.
My guess is Jacksonville stayed over there, right?
Yeah.
That would be my guess, because it'd be pointless to go there.
To fly back and then fly back.
Yeah, it'd be dumb.
And Shad owns the stadium, so it's not like they have to fight for time to practice or something.
He doesn't own the stadium.
He owns Wembley over there.
They're playing at Tottenham.
Oh, they're playing at Tottenham?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they played the last game.
The last game was at Wembley. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But,
well, he still has somewhere to practice at.
He doesn't
have to fight for a field.
I'm going to take the Jags, too, man. This line just seems weird to me.
It does, and then you got to figure Buffalo coming off that win against the Dolphins was emotional, et cetera, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wouldn't be shocked to see the Jags win this outright.
Up-down theory.
Especially if they stayed over there, which I don't know why they'd come home for a week.
Yeah, it would make no sense to come home.
Right.
But
yeah. Give me the Jags.
Eric?
I'm going to roll with the Bills.
On that Buffalo Bill Island.
Yep.
All right, next up we have Baltimore laying 3.5, taking on Pittsburgh.
Give me Baltimore all day in this game.
Joe, I have to go agree with you on this one. Just the mere presence of Matt Canada makes me 3.5.
Kenny Pickett's not going to play.
No.
Yeah. Like, their whole team looks just completely disheveled.
I mean, I know it's a rivalry game. I get it.
I do, too. But I just Pickett's out. Not like he looked great, but he's still better than who they have behind him.
Who is their backup?
I think it's still Trubisky.
Is it really?
I think so.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, you got to look that up.
So I'm gonna go with Baltimore. I have to.
Eric, who are you rolling with?
I'm taking the Ravens.
Give me the Ravens.
That's another sweep. All right.
I'm looking up the Steelers backup right now.
All right. Next up, we got
Trubisky and Rudolph.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Oh, so whichever one it is.
Yeah.
I think Trubisky gives him a better chance to win,
He might, honestly. next up, we got Tennessee taking on Indianapolis. This game is basically a pick 'em. Indianapolis is laying 1.
Give me Indianapolis at home. Tennessee just played a great game against Cincy.
Oh, dude, that's another thing we need to talk about.
Yeah, we didn't.
Oh, so sit him down.
So that's another team that something's wrong, and again, another team where an offensive line is going to get your quarterback murdered.
Yeah,
like you have to change something if you're Cincinnati.
But every couple of years they do that in Cincinnati. Like, their offensive line will just totally fall apart and get everybody killed that's in the backfield.
It's so bad. But I don't think the Titans are as good as they looked. I think Indianapolis actually is for real when it comes to competing in games. Tennessee is up down, don't look good, look okay, look good, don't look good. Give me Indy at home.
Give me the Titans.
Yep. I'm taking the Colts.
Okay. Well, I just saw all that, and basically Frank went, "Fuck you! I don't give a shit."
That's why I looked right at you when I said it too.
I know. Hey, you said all that, Joe? Yeah. Give me the Titans.
In my head, I'm fuck going, you. Joe saying all this, and you're really about to say Titans.
Yep. Yep. Why? You might as well just set it while flipping me off.
Because I goddamn feel like it.
next up, we got Philly taking on the Rams. Philly's laying 4.
Give me David goddamn Putney.
No, I got the reference. I got it. It's drafty. I get it.
Chris doesn't react to those things like we do. Yeah. Joe and I will sit here and almost giggle the entire time, and Chris is like, yeah, I'm done with
it. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I was having a hard time keeping in the laughter with all the Taylor Swift drops. I really was.
It's well played on your part. But...
All right, sorry. Back to this game.
Rams and Eagles. Eagles are laying 4.
Give me the Rams at home getting 4. I just don't trust the Eagles right now. There's just something off. We talked about earlier in the show. They haven't fixed it in 4 weeks. I don't see them fixing it now. They're traveling across the country. Give me the Rams getting 4.
I am taking the Rams as well. Bueller? Anyone?
Either one of you guys?
I'm undecided right now.
So
I don't think that's a choice, Eagle. Frank.
Are you taking Philly?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, give me the Rams.
Eric's on the island. All right.
Philadelphia Island.
I was going to go different if you guys all pick Philly.
Next up, we got Dallas taking on San Francisco. San Francisco's laying 3.5.
Give me San Francisco. I think this is a statement game for them. I can't wait to watch this game. I'm going to enjoy the shit out of this game. It's going to take me back to being a child watching these two teams play when the games actually meant something. I'm just going to have fun, but I think the Niners make a statement at home, beat them by a touchdown.
I am also rolling with the Niners.
Give me the Niners.
Yep, you're the Niners.
Oh.
I think the problem is going to be the Cowboys offense scoring.
Sorry, Steve Waddell from Baldman Entertainment. We're all taking the Niners to beat your Cowboys.
I just think the boys are going to have a hard time scoring.
I do too. I agree. I think they're going to score. But I think it's going to end up being about a touchdown win for the Niners.
Next up, we got Green Bay laying 2.5, taking on the Raiders.
Ooh, this might be another ugly Monday night game.
Yep,
I'm not even going to watch this shit.
Give me the Packers. Give me the Packers to win by a field goal in Vegas.
I'm taking the Raiders in this one.
Kill the tsetse fly.
Oh, okay.
Good job, buddy.
Give me the Packers.
Eric, who you got?
I got Pack.
Okay. I'm on the island in this one, all right.
Is that the last game?
No, I got one more.
Okay.
We got to save the biggest game of the weekend for last. You know that.
I'm a little disappointed. I'm a little disappointed that we don't have. We're not picking the Jets Broncos game. I mean, that's going to be a burn burner.
Oh, it's going to be a burn burner.
Serious question.
That game might make me want to quit watching football forever. Seriously.
How many points does Denver score? Does Denver score?
Do either of these fucking teams score?
I mean, Denver's defense is that bad that I think the Jets will figure out how to
Denver's
score something.
Defense is so bad, but yet the Jets offense under Zach Wilson, I mean,
put it this way, the total is 43.5.
I can't even believe it's that fucking high. I would go under all day for that.
Hammer the under on that one.
I was going to say I'd buy it down to about 35 and still take the under.
All right. Jesus.
All right. So the final game of this week's slate is Carolina taking on Detroit. Detroit is laying 9.5. Eric, I already have you penciled in for the Lions.
Frank, I already have you penciled in for Lions.
Lions by a million.
Great. We're back to this fucking shtick.
There we go.
Yeah, but every time I'd say it, we'd fucking lose. I do. I just said we too. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yes, at least you got somebody to go down with, bud.
Yeah, I got a teammate this time. Fuck you too.
Are you taking Lions as well?
You know what? I have to.
Yeah. As much as I hate to do it, I have to as well.
It's Carolina. Carolina last year beat the shit out of them.
Is Bryce Young even playing?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
If he's playing, he's iffy to play right now.
Yeah, I got to go with the Lions as well. So,
right now the Lions are playing well on both sides of the ball. Carolina's got nothing going for them. Yeah. Nothing's going right.
Yeah.
I mean, in past years, the Lions would be a get-right game for a team like this.
Yeah.
And last year it actually was for Carolina, but I don't see that happening this year.
I don't either. I think the Lions, honestly, I think they win by 2 touchdowns.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Like 14-17, something like that.
Yep.
But, yeah, those are the picks.
All right. Those are the picks. Anything else we want to get into, boys? Anything else we missed?
Just glad to be back.
Glad to have you back.
We got MLB playoffs starting. Or the MLB playoffs starting. Which actually makes sense.
The MLB playoffs
which actually,
are starting.
That would actually make sense.
That does make sense when you say it like that. You can't say it makes sense. It's not how it works.
No.
We're watching the MLB right now.
We are watching the MLB right now. it's a good time of year, man. Everything's starting. Football's back. You know, playoffs are starting.
Yeah.
MLB playoffs are starting. Hockey, I couldn't care less about basketball, but that's starting as well.
We're 4 games into the NFL season, and right now I'm questioning if I had a brain injury at some point, and I've forgotten all I know about football. Because my fantasy season is going really poorly in all 4 of my leagues. I think something might have happened to me.
You stupid.
I feel that way. This is by far the worst fantasy season I've had.
I'm just glad we've gotten through this.
You're
show.
Over in the work league too.
Yeah, I'm not doing very well in the work league. I think I'm 2-2, but my team is not very good right now.
Oh,
I'm just glad we got through this show. I'm over. I can't.
That's great.
Are you over in that league?
Yep.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But yeah. So anyway,
I don't think I'm the only one either. Oh, yeah, now I am. Wait.
I don't think I'm the only one either. Oh, wait, no, now I am. Yep, now I am. Yeah,
nope,
so
me and Steve both.
You and who?
Steve?
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know, that's where I'm at right now in the seasons. I'm looking forward to everything. The MLB playoffs. I like the MLB.
Yes.
And
So since it starts today, we can actually pick this. Who's winning the World Series?
Oh shit. All right, you want to make this pick too?
Yeah.
All right, put it in the picks then. We'll make all the right. pick.
Ooh.
Eric, stick around for this pick, buddy.
Yep.
I'm taking Atlanta. Frank, who's picking to win the World Series? He's picking the Dodgers. Yep. Because Mookie.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, that's not. I'm actually going to take Baltimore.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though their closer is out for the season?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would love to sit here and try to convince you Miami's going to do it.
I actually didn't know their closer was out for the season, so that kind of sucks. But I'm going to stick with it, and just because that's what I said. Okay.
I respect how you committed to it, though.
Yeah, I had no idea.
He's like, even with the closer out, you're like, yeah.
I think that's fair.
And you can see his smile disappearing as he's saying, like, "Yeah.
Fuck.
No, maybe not.
Feck. Eric.
Give me the Rangers."
Oh, we're all going different on that one. All right.
Okay, cool.
Well, I see you guys all took the team with the first round bye.
I mean, yeah. I mean, granted, though, the Phillies made it all the way there last year, and they had to go through the wild card round.
It's called using your brain, Eric. I also took a team that their closer's out, so I mean, I...
Tell me you had no idea without telling me you had no idea.
I had no idea.
All right.
All right. That wraps us up for this week. Give us a like, a share, and a follow on our social media like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, and YouTube. You can find all of our podcasts on your favorite podcast provider. As always, check out SOTDET.com. You can find all the show picks. You can find the fantasy football rankings for the week, along with blogs. And you can click on shop while you're there. And buy some stuff because it helps support us.
Sweatshirt.
Oh, God, that's back.
Once again, I got to bring back all the classics, buddy.
Once again, SOTDET.com. Click on shop. On behalf of Chris and Frank is back and Eric on the phone, I'm Joe. We are Sports on Tap Detroit. See you next Tuesday.
And that is it for us today.
No, God, please, no.
Bye, have a great time.
No, God.
Bye, guys.
No.
Bye, buddy.
No.
Goodbye.
No.
Goodbye.
No.
It's never goodbye.
Toodaloo, motherfucker.
Hey.
You know, we've been through our ups and been through our downs.
And you were meant to be here tonight.
You guys will always be in my heart.
Great moments are born from great opportunity.
I think the most important part is that we all stay together throughout.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Live. Fight like hell. The best thing I have ever done, the best thing I will ever do, is be a dad.
God, I love you guys. Mamba out.